Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Mem Tes, and we're going to talk about the sugya of Asmachta. Asmachta that comes up in a few places in Shas, and it comes up here, because the Mishnah says on the bottom of Kuf Mem Ches Mabez, regarding giving different portions of food to your children on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says a person could be mephis, a person could make some type of pious. Rashi, matil pious lechalek. Make some type of lottery, some type of game to be able to give different portions to people in your family. As long as you don't have big pieces and small pieces. Rashi, they should be equal. It shouldn't be one big, one small. Why is that? Why can't you give one to the big and one to the small? So if you look in the Gemara on the next off, says really the Mishnah is missing some words, or in our understanding. If it's one's own children, you could do whatever you want. You could have big portions, small portions. My time, could Rav Yehuda Marav, like Rav Yehuda Marav said up above, that a person could be malve, banu b'nei beis baribis, could they latim on time ribis to teach them that how what ribis feels like and how bad it is, so that they get the feeling and they won't do it. But either way, if since one's own family is one bank account, so therefore there's not a problem of ribis or asmachta or any of that within one's own family. But the diuk is in banavim b'nei beiso in acherim lo, but with others one cannot do this. My taima kid Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, why? Mana gadol k'nei magtana apachol alacher maser. We can't do it like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, as we said, and the Gemara ends off. But if it's mana gadola and mana k'tana, so then even on a weekday it's aser, because that is what we call kubia. That is like dice players, where it's the type of game, it's the type of gambling, and therefore if you have auctioning off different sizes to different people, they're not your family, so that would be a problem. What is kubia? Rashi says, di gezelhu. It is gezel. Da asmachta lo kanya. Because asmachta, what is asmachta? Asmachta is a commitment that's based on a future event, which I'm hoping for one result, but it might be the other result, right? What's the definition of asmachta? Rashi says in Sanhedrin, daf chav dalet, davar de'eno no sein lo midaito. You're not giving something right now with full gemiras das. Ela somech al davar she'eno. You rely on something that didn't happen yet. Disavar shu yachol anatzeach. You think that you can win upa'amim shemenatzchen oso, and sometimes you lose, right? The sugya of gambling, and therefore says the Gemara that this is called kubiya, and Rashi says, yeah, this is asmachta. And asmachta is not kone. What does that mean? Meaning, even if I give you something because I committed to it in the form of asmachta, the halakha says that you're not really kone that, because I don't really have full gemira to give it to you. V'ha asmachta, the samach ala gorol, im yipol agorol amana hagadola ezkeba. If it falls onto the large piece, I'll be zocha to it. Lafichal tala atzmo af lagor laktana ala safik. That's why I took the risks, Rashi says. I might get the small one, because I want the big one. V'ili yodea mitchila shekein lo hayim misratza. And if I knew I would lose, I wouldn't have been misratza in the first place. So this is the sugya of asmachta. Asmachta is gezel derabanan. Right, we've mentioned that there are three sugyas that really overlap with each other, and sometimes the Rishonim deal with what the difference between the two of them are. Three sugyas where you commit to something today based on a future event that might or might not happen. Asmachta, Tnai, and Brera. Brera is not exactly a commitment, but Brera means a future event that there is a chiluk made, there is a clarity that is achieved in the future. Do we see that clarity as if it happened even in the past? Right. That's the sugya of Brera. So Brera, Asmachta, and Tanai all overlap. But this is Rashi. Rashi says, so our Gemara, our Mishnah, which says that the diuk is only to the family, but not to others, right? So that is the sugya of Asmachta. Tosfos says here, this Mishnah is delo aliba de hilchasa. Why? Tosfos here, do you ask my time? He said, this is like Rabbi Yehuda, but we don't pass him like this, Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Tosfos is referring to a Mishnah and a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. That's the sugya of Psule Eidus. The Mishnah says, who are Pasul Eidus midrabanan? Midaraisa, so we know it's Pasul Eidus. If somebody doesn't have Veira, Sheishbo, Malkus, or worse. Rechayvi Mises Bezdin, Chayvi Krisus, but Eloin Absulim. These are the ones that are Pasul midrabanan. That's what Tosfos points out here. Right? Pasul midrabanan. First one on the list, a dice player. Why is a dice player puzzle? So ask the Gemara. Masach b'kuvia, my kaver. What does he do? So the Gemara has a machlokas. Ami Rami Bar Chama, mishum dahave asmachta. The asmachta lo kanya. Number one, because a dice player, exactly as we just described, this is Rashi's comment was on this line, because it is a commitment called an asmachta, you're relying on something in the future that you might or might not happen, and you're hoping for one of the side of the results, and asmachta is no kanya. Judaism is a very high standard of what gezel is, even though this is not gezel d'araisa, but it's gezel d'rabanan. If I really don't want to give it, then it's considered stealing mid'rabanan. Rav Shem the Gemara, our Chronin point out, why isn't this Dvarim Shevalev? But either way, Asada Lokanya. Rav Shesha Zomar, Kokia Gavna Lava Asmachtahi. Rav Shesha says, no, this is not an Asmachta. Big Sugya, why isn't it an Asmachta, according to Rav Shesha? Rav Shesha agrees to the principle of Asmachta, so why isn't this an Asmachta? Right? Rashi, if it's Biyado, Tosfos, and other Rishonim, the Reap. Big sugya. What is the svara of Rav Sheshes? Either Rav Sheshes says it's not asmachta, so therefore that's not the problem in the Mishnah. Why you would be pasul eidus? Why you pasul eidus? Ella lefi she'ein asukin biyishuva shel olam. Because if you're a dice player, then you're not involved productively in the world, and therefore we can't trust you as an aid in court. Right? Not because you're pasul, because you're a ganef or a goslin. Right? No, not because of that. That's Rami Bar Chama. But Rav Sheshes says, Eino osik b'yeshuva shel olam. What's the difference? Might be naive, give it out to gamar munasach risi. If you only do it as a hobby, but you do contribute productively to society. So according to Rami Bar Chama, it'll still be usser, because asmachta lo kanya, even if you steal once, it's going to be usser. And therefore, you're going to be pasul eidus. But according to Rav Sheshes, because it's based on eino osukim b'yeshuva shel olam, if you are osuk b'yeshuva shel olam, then it wouldn't be a problem. It's not, as the Mishnah itself continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Eim asai v'zman she'inahem omnes elahu, avayish lai omnes shalohu, arei zeh. That would be kasher. So Pashtus, the Gemara seems to say that the Machlokas Tanoim is a Machlokas Amoram. Rabbi Yehuda, who limits it, holds like right, Rav Sheshes would be it within his Shita. So the Gemara says, Alma Taimit de Mastisa Mishim Yeshiva Shalolam, who? Kasher Rav Chama. But one second. So the Mishnah is based on Yeshiva Shalolam. So Rav Chama says, you're always puzzled. So is he against the, the Mishnah? So the Gemara asks, if Rami Bar Chama says that it's Asmachta, but what about in the Mishnah? It seems to be nobody in the Mishnah like him. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda is being mefarish the Tanakama. So the Gemara answers, Gavra, Gavra, Karamis, Marsar, Pligi, Marsar, Lo Pligi. No, he would say they argue. Rabbi Bar Chama would say that the Tanakama holds that it's usher even if he has a job, and therefore it's based on Asmachta. So the Gemara says, Velo Pligi, there's no machlokas? Really, of course there's a machlokas. The Gemara says, Ahi Rabbi Yehuda Bishar Rabbi Tarfon Hu. That's Rabbi Tarfon Shita. Rabbi Tarfon is the one that says it's not based on a smachta, it's based on a different svara of Ein Echad Mehem Nazir, Lefisha Lonitna Nazir Sala Hafla. If there are two people walking down the street, I'm a Nazir, without getting into the details of this case, one person walking down the street and two people sitting on a bench looking at the Nazir, or a potential Nazir, I'm a Nazir if he's a Nazir, I'm a Nazir if he's not a Nazir. Neither of them have Nazir because it wasn't explicated. It was totally on something that was not in their control, and therefore it's not called a commitment. So that's similar to Asmachta also. So Tosfa says, we don't paskin like that last day. And therefore, Tosfa says, here our Mishnah is Delo Aliba de Hilchasa. We all like Rav Sheshes. It's not an Asmachta, and therefore it's Delo Aliba de Hilchasa. That's Tosfa's here. Rashi doesn't give that impression. If you look in the Rambam, also, because the Rambam quotes our Mishnah, La Halacha. And the Rambam has a different pshat understanding even of that day, because Rav Sheshes, let's say the Rambam quotes Rav Sheshes in Hilchas Eidus, that the psul is only if ein lo umnus elahu. That is true, says the Rambam in Hilchas Eidus and Perek Yud. V'chein amasachi b'kuvya v'hu shalotia lo umnus elahi hol v'ena osik v'yishuva shal olam. Because you're not osik productively in the world. So that is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam seems to pass on like Rav Sheshes, that you only pass aleidus if aim no umnus ela hu. But what's the problem? The problem is the Rambam in Hilchos Gezela. The Rambam paskins that asmachta lo kanya, and this is a case of asmachta. That's a problem. The Rambam says here in Perek Shishi of Hilchos Gezela, Hamasachkin Bekubia Ketzad Elam Shemasachkin Beitzim Obusoros Obaton Vachayotze Behen Vosin Tanai Benayam. You play with pieces of wood or chips or anything, and you make a Tanai. Shkolan Otzechas Chaver Boso Schok Yikach Mimeno Kach Vakach. Whoever wins will get this. Hariza Gezel Midevrayim. That's Gezel. What do you mean Gezel? That's Rambam Bar Chama. The Rambam passes like Rav Sheshes. So all the Mefarshim wonder, what is the Rambam talking about? Does the Rambam pass like Rav Sheshes, or does the Rambam pass like Rambam Bar Chama? Rambam Bar Chama is the one that says it's Gezel. The Rambam says it's Gezel. But Rav Sheshes is the one that says it's only Pasul Eidos if Ein Lo Omnes Elohu, and the Rambam says that. So how do we put the Rambam together? That is a question. Says the Lecha Mishnah, says the Chiddush Yaron, the Rambam must understand that even according to Rav Sheshes, if it's not, you're only Pasul Eidos if this is all you do, Ein Lo Omnes Elohu, but it still smacks of Gezel. It still smacks of Gezel midirabanan. That is the how the Mefarshim explain this Ramban. The Ramban, the Lecha Mishnah here says in Hilchas Eidus, Lekachu Mefarish, the Kavanas Rav Sheshes Hu Lomar, Demesachei Bekuvya Lav Asmachta Gemurahi Kedei Leposlo Mishum Ha Delehevi Gezel Gamur. It's not full Asmachta that's going to passel him, like there are other cases maybe of Asmachta that are worse, but this is going to passel him. Dehavad lo avi gezel gomor. Elami komakom, ksas gezel have. It is a little bit of gezel. Ve'ein roi la poslo b'shul gezel mor kazeh. Im lo shalo yielo umnes acher. If he has another job, we're not going to passel him. It's still usher. It's a low level gezel, but we're not going to passel him for that. Ella zeh. De oz kivan du ochel midaver shel gezel mechuar davar biyoser shemisparnes midaver shel gezel ve'afilah shlo yeh gezel gomer mikomakam kivan the misparnes vizeh roy laposlo, and that's the Rambam ahariza becheska sheochem and akubiya, but that's the Lecha Mishnah and the Chiddush Yaron also says that in Sanhedrin. There is a fascinating comment of the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah in Gezela says, where does Rambam get this from? That even according to Rav Sheshes, that you're not pasul la'edus, it's still going to be gezel. You know what the Magen Mishnah says? Our Gemara and Shabbos. Mishum Kubia. Mishum Kubia is also to do that even during the week. What do you mean Mishum Kubia? Like Tosfos says, it's all you law with the Hilchosa. The Rambam really would not want to say that. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara doesn't limit our Mishnah and say it's the law with the Hilchosa. So the Rambam must see our Gemara and say, hey, our Gemara must be a right, that even according to Rav Sheshes, it's still going to be Usser. That's the Magen Mishnah here in Hilchos Eidus. He says, V'zehema etzli, ta'mashba dahi ukum t'damar smachti yasmachto lokani idchi v'kaimon Rav Sheshes. We pass on the Rav Sheshes, but Tam Shem Sulam Leidus, but Bishay no Sukhami Shiva Shalom. Ukagoshin Lomnuselahu. They came in Nayan Lonu, Shu Gezel, me the Ram, but Sarachian, the Magan Mishnah, trying to understand the Rambam. The Koshkin Shabino Atzmo Pasak, Shem is Slak Nipsal, Elbshin Lomnuselahu. Vinira Siua Ladivre Rabbeinu, Vimash Amru Bishabas, Perak Shawel, Umanagdola Kanega Magatana, Apacholasar, Metaima Mishum Kubia. So that seems to be the basis for the Rambam's Shita. The Ritva in our sugya might also be following the derech of the Rambam. The Ritva also says it's not mamish gazel. The Ritva has a beautiful lashon here. The Ritva says, he quotes Rashi, Pirish Rashi, the gazel of asmachta lo kanya v'lo nehira. I don't think it's mamish like Rashi, that it's regular asmachta. He starts off like Tosfos. They know it's not gazel. But Tosfos says, okay, you're right, so our gemara is d'lo libet hilchasa. The Ritva doesn't say that. Ela filu hachi aser lasoso, even though it's not a full asmachta, it's still aser to do. She'ein la adam lezakos b'mamon chavero shelo b'ritzon shalem. A person should not be zoche in the mamon of his friend without full, complete ritzon on the behalf of his friend. Ukshemafsud chavero harei hu atzev veinu nosen lo b'leiv shalem. He's not giving it with a full heart. Vo'od shemi yilam denu lasos kein bekeva. Maybe he'll learn to do that. Bikfius. V'lo yasukim yishuva sholom. Like the Rambam says, Kenir Ali. This Ritva seems to be like the Rambam, that we paskin asmachta. This type of case is not asmachta, but it still smacks of gezel. And if it smacks of gezel, that's still a problem. Good. That's part one. Part two is the specific Shabbos issue. The Rambam not only quotes this discussion in Hilchas Gezel and Hilchas Eidus, like we said, but also in Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos, right here, Perachav Gimel, Halacha Yud Zayin, right, Perachav Gimel on the Rambam, is a lot of Isurei, starts off with some Isurei Daraisa, but then we get into many Isurei Durabanan, that's the Rambam's, a lot of the Mishnayis and Beitza, the Safkin of Alamaraktin, Tfilas Kalim, Abbas Trumas and Maestras, right, a lot of Daraisas, and then Durabanans that are related to those Daraisas. So the Rambam says here, Aser lahafis ulasake bekuvya b'shabbos mipnei shehu kimekach umemkar. It's aser to have a goral on Shabbos or to be misake bekuvya because it is like kimekach umemkar. Umefis adam and banavim b'nei beiso al mana gadol kanei mana ktana b'nei she'ein makpidin. They are not they are not makpid. So if you look in the Lechem Mishnah here, the Lechem Mishnah here quotes, that's a different Lechem Mishnah, but where was I looking? I'm sorry, not the Lechem Mishnah, the Shilta Giborim. The Shilta Giborim here in the back of our Gemara, he says, why is the Rambam saying that it's Asur on Shabbos? Mishumeka Chamemkar, it's Asur during the week, because of Asmachta. Right, so what's the additional point the Rambam is adding? It says the Shilta Giborim here on Daf Samach Gimel on a base in the Daf Arif. Va'od Yesh Lomar, maybe in cases where there is no Gezel Asmachta even during the week, like where there are some times that it's mutter. Two cases he quotes. Number one, family members, right? So this is usur even to l'sache b'kuvya u'meifis amanagdolka b'managtana. That's fine, but l'sache b'kuvya b'shabbos could be usur even to family members, and that's only usur mishum shabbos mekach u'memkar, not because of asmachta or gezel. But the other nafgamina is, he quotes, the Ramah quotes this, right, that if you put the money out, you don't have it in your pocket. If it's on the daf, so deleka asmachta, so then there's no asmachta. If you've already given up the money, so then according to some Rishonim, there is no asmachta. So maybe in that case, if you already put the money on the daf, so then it wouldn't be usur during the week, but it will still be usur on Shabbos because of Mekachu Memkar. Ubazeh Yizyashu Divrei HaRambam Asmag Tzolo Tikshi Ditu Adetu Ki HaRambam BePerek VaMilchas Gzei Lekaz Adika B'Shok B'Sicha B'Kuvya Mishum Gezel V'Chein B'Smag V'Hacha Mashmur D'Leka B'Shok Mishum Gezel. Here's Mashmur, there's no Gezel, it's only usur Mishum Mekachu Memkar on Shabbos. Ikele Terutze Kede Taritzna Tohasa Mairi Im Acher Sheinu Mbanavu B'nei Beso V'Inami D'Leka Mos Aladaf. The two nafgaminas, the ika asmachta, v'achamayri im banav im b'nei beiso v'inami dika mosel anaf v'chulu. And that's the Shilta Giborim, how he understands. Lamaisa, just to mention a couple of Lamaisa, asmachta discussions. Sports betting pools is a big discussion in some of the later achronim, and that's a problem. It's a problem. Why? Because a sports betting pool is, I put money down and I'm expecting, you know, based on my skills, based on my knowledge, I know that certain players and certain teams, right? So anything that's not based on pure luck is a problem. Again, we didn't get into all the discussions of the Rishonim, why, according to Rav Sheshes, it's not a smata, because that is a crucial point. But the number of Rishonim say that if it's the more skill that's involved, the worse it is. Because the more skill involved, the less I'm committing. If it's totally luck, like a slot machine, which is total luck, so then that could be just a baltashkos issue. But that's not going to be an asmachta issue, because there is no skill involved. Any type of betting pool, any type of card game, that is all a problem. Lottery is an interesting discussion. The lottery. So what about the lottery? Is that is it okay to buy a lottery ticket? Why isn't a lottery ticket asmachta? Or is it asmachta? So Rav Avadia is not into the lottery. The Rav Avadia in Yabi Omer, Choshe Mishpat Zayin Vav, he quotes his contemporary, the Yaskal Avdi, Rav Avadia Adaya, who is Mekel. He says it would be okay to be called asmachta. Why? Because there's no specific winner and loser there. All the money is collected, and it goes to somebody. The shiny hasam shaschum hamisuyam shalav sichaku hu mamanah prati shal aminutzach. That's where there's a problem of asmachta. Umuchra chula taste leminatzeach mashikivsu beneim mashenkin in hagrala shal hapayis shosvim schumim gedolim shal minam shatvim bagrala. You collect very large sums of those who take part. Ve'eno inyan shal nitzachon. It's not a victory of one over the other. That's the tsura of asmachta. One wins and one loses. This is about mazel. It's also about luck. Lotteries for Kisvei Kodesh. And therefore he is no telekula. But Rav Avadia is not. Rav Avadia thinks that there is a problem here. It is enough to be called an asmachta. And he quotes the Rivash, who says you have to stay far away from it. Meshukatz mesua v'muchur adavar. When it comes to this, a lot of people spend all their salary. They lose everything. He says, Kibano Alino Horas Maran bin Lahaka bin Lahakim, and therefore he says, even Ashkenazim, they can be Mako, so to speak, of an Ashkenaz Yosim Biad Ramah, become Akom Ladidon, Svardim, Shomar Nafshir Yerchak Behem. Kivachan Kibano Horas Maran Sha Oser Bechopa Kuvya, Vin Yane Goro. And therefore he says, we should stay away. But many others, Rav Sternbach writes in the Tshuva, he doesn't think this is an issue of Asmachta, in Dalet Shin Yud Aleph. Why? He said Asmachta is where the commitment didn't happen yet. The future transaction. By a lottery ticket, the transaction's done. You bought the ticket. The ticket is now your asset. You're hoping that it goes up in value. Just like if you make any investment, you buy a house, you hope it goes up in value. You buy a lottery ticket, you hope it goes up in value. The transaction's over. And therefore, many poskim say that this is not an issue of asmachta. Also, another issue related that could be lakula, the Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridea, in Reish Nun Ches Sivav, asmachta letztaka is kanya. Some poskim say that much of the money that you give to the lottery ticket goes to build the roads and for the schools, right? Mefala pious. So therefore, that's another reason that it could be lakula, because Hasmachta Letztaka is Kanya. But again, any type of serious, addictive type of gambling, which is much gambling, is a big problem. Moshe's Shuv in Yeridea, in Gimel Lamed Hey, about any type of addictive behavior is an Asur behavior, Besorah Moreh, and therefore one should be careful and stay away. Okay, we'll stop here.